Montour Ridge looks ancient in the rain. Winter snow can paint her young again. I'm a lucky man, call this home.
Welcome to History Speaks, a weekly podcast from the Montour County Historical Society. I'm your host, Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors. We have a few weeks left in which you can visit the Montgomery House and Boyd House Museums in Danville. We're open from 2 until 4 each Sunday through the end of October. Historical Society members and students through grade 12 receive free admission. There is a $5 charge for all others that gets you into both museums. Our topic this week focuses on the freshwater eel. I'll look at some of its past history in Danville and the Susquehanna River, and I'll look ahead at an effort to reintroduce the eel into the Susquehanna River by stocking tributaries like the Mahoning and Chillisquaque Creeks. Montour County native Van Wagner is an environmental science educator in the Lewisburg School District. He's also an educator outside the classroom with music and programs on Montour County and Pennsylvania history. Van coordinates the Danville Heritage Festival as well. And that brings us to the eels. The Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission reports that until the early 1900s, eels supported an intense commercial fishery in the Susquehanna and Delaware River systems. Adult eels on their downstream migration toward the sea were trapped by low in-river V-shaped wing dams, which were barricades made of rocks. The eels entered these eel racks from the wide upstream side and swam through the small funnel, opening downstream into holding baskets. The remains of old eel weirs can still be seen in some Delaware and Susquehanna River watershed streams, including here in Montour County. Even in a poor eel year, the take was staggering. In 1912, called an off year, 50,000 eels weighing more than 44,000 pounds were caught in Pennsylvania. Van has spent the last 2 years raising some eels in his Lewisburg classroom and released them into the Mahoning and Chillisquaque Creeks this past week. One of those stops was behind the Danville Middle School, where students from his Lewisburg classroom and students from Danville were on hand.
So the American eel's been in Pennsylvania in the Susquehanna River watershed really for millions of years, and it was an extremely important fish. They lived here by the millions. And what makes them so special is they, even though they're freshwater fish, every fall they would swim down the rivers all the way out to the ocean to a place called the Sargasso Sea, which is where they actually breed and lay their eggs. These eggs then hatch in the ocean, and they spend 2 years swimming the ocean currents until they come back to the original rivers from which their parents came. And I always like to just pause and think about that. That's incredible. I mean, I realize what salmon and other migratory fish do is pretty unique, which is they hatch and then they swim out to sea and then they return to where they hatched. But this is a little different. I'll say it again. This is a little different. They hatch in the ocean, but they swim to where their parents used to live. I mean, that's a really a special thing. And they would swim back up the rivers in the spring, several inches long, and they then live out their entire adult life in those freshwater rivers. And so they lived here to grow 3 to 4 feet long. It's unknown exactly how long they can live, but they've been recorded to live over 30 years, which again, in the fish world, is pretty extreme. They were a keystone species. Native Americans fished for them. Later in colonial times, you know, European Americans and others were fishing for them. In Danville, we have what's called the Eel Dam. If you look out from the F.Q. Hartman Field, there's a very visible V made in the river. And when I was a kid, my dad taught me that that's how, in traditional times, people caught eels. And it was started probably by Native Americans, and in fact, almost certainly built by Native Americans. And then it was kind of kept up through the 1800s by other Danvillians. And Sis Hawes has some wonderful research on the actual price people paid for eels. Right around the early 1900s, she was finding 15 cents for an uncleaned eel, meaning it wasn't gutted. And oh, by the pound, 15 cents by the pound, and 18 cents a pound for cleaned eels. You know, and it was not uncommon to catch a several pound eel, and if you had spent your day doing it, you could catch several eels. So during the eel season, which was the fall, you could make a couple dollars a day at a time when, you know, the iron workers and whatnot were barely making a dollar or two a day. So it was a nice shot of money for some folks who did that. Different restaurants in our area served different versions of eel. I know that smoked eel was a delicacy, and I've even seen written depictions of White Deer Hotel, which is just up the west branch of the Susquehanna River, being a destination where people would come as far as New York City by train to the White Deer Hotel to eat eel. It was such a delicacy. So just an amazing part of our story. The eel has pretty much been gone because of dams. The dams started being built across the Susquehanna River. There's four, if we can include the Fiber Dam in Sunbury, there's five dams that prevent the eels from getting up to Danville and other communities. So there have been some efforts to make what's called fish ways or fish ladders to let fish get up and over the dams. They've had mixed success. Really, until we can figure out a successful way to get the eels up and over the dams, I don't know that we'll ever get to see eels in the millions again. But in the meanwhile, what we've tried to do here with this project is we're at least trying to keep the eel from extinction. We have several eels that we released in Mahoning Creek today, and hopefully we're going to do it again next year and the following year. And if all goes well, I'm going to try to reach out to include other local school districts. And then we might be talking about several hundred eels per year. And if we do this every year, now we're talking several thousand eels, which is definitely a step in the right direction. But unfortunately, these eels are not going to reproduce in the local creeks, because again, they need to get out to the ocean to reproduce. So a real critical part of the true solution to this challenge is the dams and solving a way to get them up and over the dams on the Susquehanna River.
Jacob Bennett, an officer with the Pennsylvania Boat Commission, was also on hand and would love to see the freshwater reintroduction of eels take off.
Federal government's been trying to do it. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife reintroduce eels to the Susquehanna River. This could become a really cool expansion of that program. You know, the whole crowdsourcing idea. If we get students doing, you know, like we do our trout in the classroom, doing eels in the classroom, we could see huge, huge restoration efforts. It's a program I'd love to see take off.
An August article in the 1915 edition of the Danville Morning News said it looked like it would be a banner year for catching eels. It noted that quite a number of men were involved in catching and selling eels, such as Silas Rebsum, Oscar and Sidney Riley, William Seckler, Harry Albeck, Abe Height, and Harry Linker, to name a few. And an amusing story in the August 1916 Danville Morning News, where Charles Leniger, a clerk at the drugstore of his father on Mill Street, had a pet eel in an aquarium in the store. Charlie would swat a fly or two, step up to the tank, and the eel, apparently watching his dinner coming toward him, would swim to the top of the water and eat out of Leniger's hand. The eel population looking to make a comeback in the Susquehanna River, thanks to men like environmental science teacher Van Wagner. Well, that wraps up this week's podcast of History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. Next week, we'll take a look at the Mooresburg One Room School Museum, its history, and its upcoming open house. Till then, I'm Terry Diener. Thanks for listening.
I'm a lucky man. Call this home. Call this home. I'm a lucky man.